Shalom ubracha, peace and blessings, and welcome to Temple Israel, New Hampshire's historic synagogue. My name is Rabbi David Center. I am blessed to serve as the spiritual leader of this dynamic congregation. New Hampshire's Jewish history begins in neighboring Newcastle Island with the 1693 arrival of William Abrams and Aaron Moses. We know little of their lives and the lives of their families. Death records indicate that Aaron Moses died in Portsmouth in July of 1713. He had one child from his first wife, two children from his second wife, and eight children from his third wife. In 1789, Abraham and Rachel Isaac immigrate to Portsmouth from Prussia. Mr. Isaac owned a china shop. Their home still stands at 414 State Street, across from the Rockingham Hotel. The 1800s brought the first wave of Jewish immigration. An 1856 advertisement in a New York newspaper requests the services of a shochet, or kosher butcher, in Portsmouth. Records indicate a German Jewish population. Russian Jewish immigrants begin to arrive in the 1800s. They live in an area along the water known as Puddle Dock, now preserved as Strawberry Bank Museum. By the 1900s, 25% of Puddle Dock residents are Jewish. They conduct religious services in each other's homes. In 1905, the Treaty of Portsmouth ended the Russian-Japanese War. Russian-speaking Jewish residents of Portsmouth served as citizen ambassadors, interacting with the Russian delegation during their stay. This was an act of true patriotism, as the delegation represented the very government that they had fled from, finding protection in America. That same year, Temple Israel Incorporated, the newly formed congregation, met in rented space above 252 State Street, now Newburyport Bank. The original name of the congregation was Temple of Israel, which was later shortened to Temple Israel. In 1912, Temple Israel purchased the State Street Methodist Church building, built in 1827. The purchase price was $7,000. The first major renovation of the building was in 1921. The bell tower was removed and a permanent arch was installed. To meet the needs of a growing community, the facility was expanded in 1967 to include a community center, social hall, chapel, and classrooms. In 2007, the community center was expanded and renovated to meet the needs of a growing community. The new facility is home to a congregation of nearly 300 families with over 750 members and a religious school of 100 students. Temple Israel serves a diverse community from 29 different towns and cities in the Seacoast region. Thank you for visiting our Kehilah Kedoshah, our sacred community.